Hello, Exercises for Injuries blog readers. This is Rick Casalge with another interview with a fitness professional. Today I have Brenda Adams. She's a fitness professional and kinesiologist that focuses now on life coaching. So she had done a lot of personal training, and now what she's added to her skill set is life coaching. So I'll get Brenda to give a little bit of a background on herself. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Rick. Thank you very much for having me. So my background, I've been in the fitness industry for about 16 years and started as a group fitness instructor and personal trainer, and that really sparked my passion for health and fitness. So I went on to SFU and did my kinesiology degree. I've worked for BCRPA in the past. I've worked for the YMCA, both as a frontline staff person, most recently as a general manager of one of their facilities. And I recognize that in my role as a manager and as well as a personal trainer, that there was a skill set that I really, really wanted to beef up a bit, and that was my ability to coach people. So I did some research and found a life coaching program that really, really resonated with me, and I took my life coaching to help work with my staff and my clients. And it's been a really fascinating journey so far. It's been about a year and a half. And what I really started to recognize in my clients is that they were sort of setting goals and really struggling to meet their goals and were really beating themselves up over, you know, not reaching these goals. And one of my clients really struggled with his eating habits. You know, his physical activity was great. Did everything, you know, and more, but not too much. You know, he stayed within his training parameters. And I had a life coaching session with him, and what came up in that session as we started to talk about his eating habits was that he's very social and he really loves to go out and have dinner with his friends. And what came up for him was that if he eats healthy when he goes out, he won't be any fun when he goes out with his friends. And it was a real light bulb moment for me in that until he's able to rewrite that story, it doesn't matter what we try and do for him in terms of his nutrition and setting goals and targets for him, he's probably not going to stick to it because he has the story that he's not going to be a fun person, and it's really important to him to be fun with his friends. And so that was a real eye-opener, that there was a real need for some probing into the goals that my clients are setting for themselves and why they're setting them and what type of unexpected barriers might come up that are going to make it really difficult for them to achieve those goals. And so that was sort of the big shift for me in recognizing there was a really great place for life coaching in working with my clients.
Okay, so then looking at personal training really focuses on the physical aspects. So we break it down, cardiovascular, flexibility, and strength. So then how does life coaching extend from that or add to that?
That's a great question. The way that I see it connecting to that and extending to that is the biggest place to see it is in the goal setting itself. You know, we've got clients that are setting goals around weight loss. They're setting goals around, you know, possibly wanting to train for a particular event. And I think that we're really just at the tip of the iceberg when we ask our client what their goal is, what they want to train for. They tell us, and we write it down and go, okay, that's great, let's set some SMART goals. And that's what we've been trained to do. And I think that there's value in that. And I also think that oftentimes the client's true goal is below the surface of the water. It's that bigger piece of the iceberg that we can't see. And a lot of times our client can't even see that bigger piece. And so the life coaching gives us a set of tools where we can learn how to probe beneath the surface to figure out what really is their goal. Because if they set a goal, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds, and the goal is really around something different, maybe the goal is more to do with they want to feel better about themselves, or they want to have more confidence, or they, you know, want their spouse to pay more attention to them. Those underlying goals are not necessarily going to be met by losing the 20 pounds, because those are much deeper goals that this person has. And as a fitness professional, when we unearth what their true goals are, what is really important to the core of who they are as a person, then we can look at, all right, now how can physical activity support you in reaching that goal? You know, is it cardiovascular exercise? Is it working on your posture? Is it flexibility? applied before because that's something that we found out is really important to you. So it's, I really see that life coaching is taking us from on the surface what our clients tell us and taking that and going deeper to really see what's going on for them and then really support them in moving towards that really important piece.
Okay. And then on exercisesforinjuries.com, I really focus on the injury side of things. So how do you or your life coaching techniques address an injury that a client has?
There's a couple ways the life coaching techniques help with that. You know, one, again, is going below the surface. So this person's been injured. Well, why were they injured? And not just the mechanics of what physically happened to their body, but why were they even in a situation where they got injured? Did they lose focus when they were training? And if they lost focus, what's that about? You know, are they really distracted by things that are going on in their life and that's making it really difficult for them to stay focused during their training? And if that's the case, okay, let's take a look and see what those distractions are and see what we can do to minimize the effect those are having on their training. Is it that they've lost the passion for their original goal and now they're training for something that they're not really passionate about, they're not really interested in, hence leading to perhaps losing some focus and some integrity in their movement because they're not being really, really diligent about how they're moving their body? It could be that was the cause of the injury that they're doing too much. Are they overtraining? Are they pushing themselves too hard? And again, that's a whole other area where, well, what's that about? And where's that coming from? You know, why is there this need to push themselves beyond what they've been prescribed to do as a part of their program? So I think with injuries, you've got the mechanical aspect of, you know, what happened to the tissue, what happened mechanically. And there's also this, again, under the iceberg piece of, but what set them up for that in the first place, where they put themselves into that position where the injury happened? And sometimes, I mean, injuries just happen, and it's not that they lost focus, it's not that they were doing too much, it's just, you know, wrong place, wrong time, wrong movement. And I also think that there's often times where there is some underlying pieces of how they got to that place in terms of their injury that we might not be really probing into to really see, because when we don't probe, those things that are under the surface have a tendency to repeat themselves, whether it's around, you know, setting goals that aren't really appropriate for the client or don't really resonate with the client, or it's the client getting themselves into situations where they're getting injured quite frequently. You'll find that there's this repeat pattern that comes up, and until we're able to sort of dissect what that underlying piece is, it's really hard to change the behavior that we see on the surface.
Okay, and then we're wrapping up the interview. Is there any last comments that you'd like to leave with the audience?
I think the big thing is that the life coaching is sort of there's two sides to it. One side is, I think the life coaching can have a huge benefit to fitness professionals from a personal perspective. I myself also work with a life coach. And, you know, life coaching is really about moving you forward in your life. You know, what is it that you want more of? What is it that you want less of? And then how do you actually make that happen? So I think on a personal level, fitness professionals can really benefit from spending some time getting really clear on those pieces for their business, for their personal life. And I also think that as a fitness professional, if we can learn a few of these life coaching skills, you know, not necessarily becoming a life coach, because it's a long process to become trained. It's expensive. But if we can pick up a few of these skills to use with our clients, we can make the impact of what we do as fitness professionals so much deeper than just the physical work that we do with them in their program. You know, we really can start tapping into who this individual is as a person and really helping them succeed and get really clear on what it is that's important to them. And I think that that's a role, if we look at sort of the wellness perspective as fitness professionals, that we're really starting to dabble in and move into. And I think that it's really timely for us to start looking at the whole person and how can we as fitness professionals really help to support the growth of that whole person.
Okay, Brenda, and where can fitness professionals and the general public get more information about yourself and yourself?
Then go to my website. It's www.essential-elements.ca. there's information there on life coaching, on fitness education, all sorts of different stuff is on that site.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Brenda. And thank you, exercisesforinjuries.com blog readers and listeners. This was another interview for you with a fitness professional. So we will see you on the blog. Take care and bye-bye.